Chapter 2. Company and Business. Gaining Competitive Advantage. 1.3. Business Organization. Task 1. Before setting up your business, you have to choose its legal structure. Listen to Mark, a lawyer from a UK-based law firm, who is talking about legal forms of running a business, and match his definitions, 1 to 5, with the 5 forms listed below.
Definition 1. This sort of business has 2 sorts of partners, general partners and limited partners. The form is similar to a partnership, with the main difference being that the limited partners may not be involved in the management of the business and their liability is limited to the amount that they have invested in the partnership. Definition 2. It is the most common legal form in use for running a business. These entities are incorporated and have a separate legal personality. This means that the organization can do business and enter into contracts in its own name. On incorporation, it is required to have 2 constitutional documents: a memorandum, which records the fact that the initial members, the subscribers, wish to form a business and agree to become its members, and articles of association, often just referred to as the articles, which are essentially a contract between the business and its members, setting the legally binding rules for the company, including the framework for decisions, ownership, and control. Definition 3. If you start working for yourself, you're classed as self-employed. This is the simplest way to set up and run a business. Ownership and control of the business rests with a single individual. It is inherently risky because the individual is not separate from the business and has unlimited personal liability for the business, its debts and contractual obligations, and any claims against it. They own all the assets of the business and can dispose of them as they wish, and may employ staff and trade under a business name. Definition 4. This unincorporated legal form is a relatively simple way for 2 or more legal persons to set up and run a business together with a view to profit. These legal persons will usually draw up a legally binding agreement, setting out such matters as the amount of capital contributed by each partner and the way in which they will share the profits and losses of the business. All in all, they share the risks, costs, and responsibilities of being in business. Definition 5. It is a body corporate with a separate legal personality similar to a company. Unlike in a normal partnership, the members enjoy limited liability as the name suggests. Liability is limited to the amount of money that they have invested in the business and to any personal guarantees that they have given to raise finance. Each member takes an equal share of the profits unless the members' agreement specifies otherwise.